seems it's restrictive, but the reason I think some of the standards that Daisy mentioned in the conditional use section, if the Planning Commission thought that was necessary to mitigate any impacts to, say, the residential zone, you could consider that.
Well, you know, these other people are living in the rural. It's rural residential, correct?
It is,
but they don't want any, they want the same benefits of living right in the city. So that isn't fair to people that want, like these people that want to do something to their benefit. The other people could move into the city if that's really what they like.
Yeah, and there are some folks here tonight to talk about, I think they're adjoining property owners.
Would those restrictions, those conditions follow the property? So if it was sold to another owner, the conditions we impose on this owner, do they follow that property down to the next owner? Because I think that was an objection that Urigan, the city of Urigan had, was should these be transferred?
Yeah. So the permit's always for the land. So so if the Andrades sold the business and it was another person operating a trucking business, the conditions would apply to the land. If they moved their trucking business and somebody else came in, they would be permitted as a new use in a commercial zone.
Without these restrictions?
It'd be whatever restrictions would apply to whatever use is being proposed. So if they wanted to put in a Dollar General, we'd have to look at what would apply to a retail store.
So the conditions associated with the zone change follow the property regardless of the use on the site. And the conditions associated with the conditional use permit are specific to the conditional use.
To the business, the trucking business.
Okay. Any more questions of the applicant? Anybody have any questions online?
I have just a question, and it's just obvious, I guess, that the commercial ground that's adjacent to it in the city is not for sale. Is that the issue there?
Was the property next? I don't know. I don't think it was for sale.
What was the question?
So the property to the east of yours, was that for sale?
Not that we were aware of. No.
Okay. I think that's right then, Commissioner. It was not for sale.
Okay, thank you. This time, invite opponents to testify and present evidence. Oh, wait. Did you? I didn't do.
What?
Neutral. No, additional. Proponents.
Other I'm folks sorry. To speak in favor.
In favor, yes. I apologize. I skipped forward on my notes. Is there any additional testimony or proponent of the proposed changes? Okay. Now I'm going to go back to where I was at, and I apologize for that. Any invite opponents to testify and present evidence at this time? Please start by giving us your name and address, please.
Jeffrey Poppy, address is 155 West Columbia Lane. I own the property just west of it.
To the west or to the north? Just to the west.
To the east. Yeah, sorry.
Directly to the east, Tim.
Yeah.
Tax lot 1000.
Oh, he does. That's the tax.
I got because I got three lots right there. So I own two lots next to that property.
Okay. You own 500 and 1,000?
I guess, only one touches up to that one. My other one's closing, but.
Tamara, I got the map up behind you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe 1,000.
Yeah.
500 and 600.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mr. DePape owns 1,500 and 600?
Correct, 1,500 and 600.
Okay, good. Okay, so three of those.
Yeah, sorry, I was messaging calling too since she's out of state, so letting her know what's what's going on too.
Okay.
Because she's questioning about the easement too, because she thought it fine when it was on at 7:30, but now she's questioning if it's going to be on the easement, all that traffic to her too. So we're trying to figure out, but you know, are they going to take weed? Is also should do they have a report on this too for the irrigation going through the back of that property?
I don't have.
Because the whole back corner over there behind the house is all irrigation. That needs to be looked into. That's what I put on the report. We need to look at it because the main valve goes on the corner of my property on 1000 back behind toward Colleen's at an angle. And that's all irrigation line right there. My irrigation is attached near the property there on their property side with the main canal. So they need to get a look at that too.
Yeah, we did include a condition of approval that they coordinate with the West Extension so they don't build over any of that.
Okay. Yeah, so the house, the proposal they have for a house will go over that spot on their map.
Okay.
So that's what I was looking at the map and there. That they can't, that's where the irrigation line goes right through there.
Site plan. Okay.
Yeah, we just have issues with, how late was the shop? Is the shop going to be open? You know, are they going to stay? Is it minimum 8 o'clock? Or is there, worried about the noise and trucks going out of the area for the sand? I worked in a truck shop for many years, so I know how loud a shop can get.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to figure out how late they're going to be open and closed. To, there is something mentioned about the trucks coming in now, but how late is the shop going to stay open?
And I don't think they specified.
No.
So if you want to summarize your comments, and then if that's one of the concerns, then when the applicants come back for rebuttal, we can ask them the clarification.
Yeah, most of my stuff's in that.
In your letter, okay.
Yeah. I think it was all that noise and... I was more worried about that and joining my property, joining to it, but the resale value, that's going to hurt it if I decide to sell that lot. Should be in there.
Mr. DeMoppa, do you have a residence on tax lot 1000? Or is that...
That's a empty lot right now.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a residence on tax lot 500?
Yeah. Is it 500?
No, it's 6. Looks
like it. No, it's tax lot 600 is the
residence. Yeah, 600 is what my house is.
It's, I can tell you distance. Give me a sec. From the location of the proposed shop to Mr. DePop's residence is a little over 650 feet, 663 feet. The closest residence is approximately 180, 190, somewhere around there. That's to Colleen Newbert's house. And then on tax lot 400, it looks like you're about 200 feet to the other residence.
That's from right. That's Colleen's
proposed location.
Yeah.
So 500 and 1,000 are vacant right now when nothing goes
Yeah, through. Right now, yeah.
There's, correct.
There are separate lots I can sell if I want, but they're all...
And where does tax lot 400 and 401 come in? Where is there...
They're immediate, if you turn around to the map there, they're immediate to the north. So 400 and 401.
And what's their access, I think she asked, Stephen, for 400?
The access, I'm not real sure. I believe Colleen comes off 400. So 401 uses this easement that is to the north. And I'm not sure on 400.
Yeah, she's got her own driveway off second. Yeah, her mom's got
Yeah, it looks like they come off of second there.
Yeah. Yeah, Colleen's got that. Yeah, just the gravel driveway to her place.
Which is a vacated part of Idaho Lane, but it's a still an easement.
Yeah, they both own half of Idaho.
Okay.
Correct. There's your vacated North Idaho, Northwest Idaho, vacated in 94.
And you own part of it, too, on tax at 1000.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my property line goes behind it. Goes, that's why I know my barker is right around half of Idaho.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to make sure that, too, for the plan, make sure they're going to get a survey and everything, because when Susie was always showing the property, she was over on my side of the property line.
Okay.
Showing them that my property, that's their property there. So I'm like, so that's what I was trying to vacate. All the measurements on the houses and properties, that's showing them on my side.
Okay.
So are tax lots 1,000 and tax lot 500, are those zoned commercial or how are they zoned?
Commissioner Kilkenny, they're zoned commercial through the city of Irrigan.
Okay. Okay.
Any more questions? Because I can't say your last name, I'm sorry.
DePoppy.
DePoppy, for Mr. DePoppy. Thank you. Do we have any additional, anyone else to testify?
In opposition.
I think we're in opposition. Anybody else? Anybody online? Okay. I invite anybody who's neutral. It's always an interesting sometimes, so. with that, not hearing that, we invite the applicant back to have some rebuttal testimony and some final comments. So we will have a couple questions, at least that we were, we do understand that the shop is not a commercial, it's not a truck shop for others.
No.
But what would you say? I mean, it's hard to say. I'm married to a farmer, so I do understand. But the concern, as you've heard, is noise. How late would this shop be? I mean, are you going to be running trucks in the middle of the night? I think that's a concern that they're asking about. So kind of what is your, I guess, your game plan or how you'll handle that situation?
I mean, we'll put up a time, like work time for the shop. I mean, nothing under, like, midnight, no work on the trucks, no turning on trucks. We can do a reasonable time.
Okay.
Yeah, we're willing to work with our neighbors. Like, we don't want any problems. We're trying to grow our business as much as they are. So, yeah, we're willing to put up a time.
Okay. What was the other question?
So, just to clarify, so earlier, Chair asked, and you replied that it would be no earlier than 6 a.m. and no later than 8 p.m. For the trucks to come and go. Mm-hmm. Is that also, what about hours for the to work in the shop? Because you have air guns and things mm-hmm. that are pretty noisy.
Loud. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pues, ser como de, puede ser de 7 a 4, normalmente como trabajan todos los negocios.
Mm-hmm.
Sí.
De
mecánica
también.
Sí. Más son de que los mismos horarios que trabajan normalmente los no más tarde.
Okay. We can do a reasonable time, like 7 a.m. to like 4 p.m., which is a time that we would have our trucks in there, our loud equipment. After that, we can turn everything off, like normal operating hours,
okay.
Like 7 a.m. to 4.
I think people's concern probably is late night.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And we can add that as a condition to the CUP. may I ask, Chair?
Yes.
A fencing and landscaping, that sounds reasonable to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We've done a lot of land work already. We've cleaned a lot already, like taken down. We've done some pretty good work cleaning everything down. Right now we're looking at fences and buying a good fence for our spot.
The neighbor has?
Yeah.
The same fence, like neighbor house, you know, tall fence and, you know, cover
everything.
More security.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Good. And if I may,
yes.
So Mr. DePape is concerned the exact property boundary is maybe what the realtor showed you might be on his property. So we haven't recommended that you survey it, but. You might want to go out and find the marker so you know exactly where your property line is.
Yeah.
And talk with the neighbor so you're not building a fence on your neighbor's property or building a shop on your neighbor's property.
Yeah. We're looking into, we already called our land surveyors to come out and look at it. We got an estimate.
Okay.
So we are in the plans of getting everything right. We don't want any problems. I mean, yeah. We've already contacted them.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
So after the close of the public hearing, the commissioners will have an opportunity to amend the staff report to add conditions of approval. So if we added a time frame for operations, and maybe if you're already pursuing a survey, we could even add a condition that a survey is completed prior to the development of the site. And then if maybe a condition of approval, as far as the WEID coordination, maybe we could just specify that no development will occur on top of the irrigation easement, or that in addition to that coordination piece, that we'll just specify that. If, would those be reasonable conditions for you guys?
Daisy, would it be, could we add a limited access to where they can only move trucks onto Second Street, so that any objections about damage to that easement or Colleen's property could be alleviated, so they could not exit the property in that questionable spot? They'd have to have a new access onto Second Street. Is that a...
Stephen, could you pull up that assessor's map that you had? Because if it's a public easement, we can't tell one property they can use it and another property they can't.
Yeah, so
that does get a little
tricky. I wondered if we're trying to over-regulate this deal. It's pretty simple. Yeah.
So if they're using, I mean, it used to be
trucks 2 months a year, basically.
Well, he has both the farm trucks and then other trucks.
He has
as well.
Trucks, yeah.
There's so. But it's a good point.
Can you see the map?
Yeah. And is that location, does that work for you?
Well, we have talked to the neighbor, I forgot her name.
Colleen?
Yeah.
Colleen.
She told us that her husband came out and told us where the pinpoint was, and the road belongs to them, actually. He said we had a land surveyor come out years ago, and this and that. We're not allowed on that gravel road.
On this gravel road?
Yeah. Like, only to come in and into our driveway, but technically she said it's hers. So, and she does have like a little yellow thing on the ground for like land markings or something. And they
that's
said that
just theirs.
Yeah, and that they told us that that's theirs, that it's been theirs.
It's interesting. I'm willing to guess that. So, this used to be 60 foot, and half of it is part of this, your tax lot, and the other half, probably the road that you physically drive on is here. And if that's the case, that would be on Colleen's property. Mm-hmm. So you'll take care of that concern if it's surveyed and you know exactly where your property is.
Yes.
But it also means that you might have a driveway either here or here. Mm-hmm. And so do we have an access permit? We do have access permit from county. You'll have to get, like, renew your access permit because it will be for both a business mm-hmm. and a resident. So let's see, I think we said, just comply with access or driveway improvements recommended by Morro County Public Works, and it may require a new access permit. So we can work with you, and once you have it surveyed, you can then decide, probably as close to that existing as possible. Mm-hmm. The farther away you are from the highway, the better. So you don't have backup traffic.
Tamara, real quick, not to interrupt, I brought up the other assessor's map, and you're correct. It was a 60-foot easement that got vacated. So half of that 30-foot is on the Newberts, and then the other half is on Tax Lot 400. So when you combine those two, that map and this map, you get the 60 feet.
Okay. And when you have the surveyor come out,
can you flip that map back?
Yeah, which one? This one to the north?
Mm-hmm. And then if you show the aerial again.
Let me do this real quick. Let's see if I can double screen this here.
Is it pertinent whether there was a bus stop right in that area?
Is there a bus stop?
Mm-hmm.
It won't. Drag it off the
side. I don't know.
There's
a bus stop.
That's fine.
So that 30 feet that you're looking at, is, hold on, let me throw a line up real quick. Approximately